St. John the Baptist is one of the most important figures on the Advent stage because he is the one who goes before the Lord to prepare his way, to announce Jesus. But you notice that John the Baptist is never, ever referred to as an evangelist or an evangelizer. He is referred to as a prophet, the last of the prophets, but you never hear John referred to as an evangelist. And it's not just because he didn't write one of the Gospels. By the way, John the Baptist is not the same as John the Evangelist. It's a different John. But the Baptist is not an evangelist because he doesn't know the gospel to proclaim. He can't proclaim the gospel because he was not a witness to the death and resurrection of the Lord. Those events took place after John died. As you know, John was beheaded because he came at odds with Herod. Anyway, that's a story for another day. But Jesus says at the end of today's gospel, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." In other words, those who have been witness to the full revelation of God's love through the cross have something that is of incomparable value and worth compared to those who went before and who didn't have or didn't receive the full revelation of God's love, St. John the Baptist included. So Jesus is saying, blessed are you because you have received this saving truth. John the Baptist didn't have that. He was announcing Jesus, yes, but he didn't know the fullness of the gospel. So those who live in the kingdom, those who are entrusted with evangelizing, proclaiming the gospel, that's you and I, have a gift of immeasurable value because we have this understanding, this knowledge. We have seen the full revelation of the love of God. Now we have to ask the question, is it enough to have the knowledge? Is it enough simply to know that Jesus came into the world, suffered, died, was buried, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sent his Holy Spirit to live among people and in the midst of people, the church? No, of course it's not enough to just have the intellectual knowledge. What is necessary is that we proclaim the gospel not from just the foundation of our knowledge of the facts, but from our experience of the person. Notice when John the Baptist sends his disciples to Jesus to ask him if he's the one they really have been waiting for, or if they should look for someone else, Jesus doesn't reply and say, well, go back and tell John about all the things I've been teaching. Go and tell John about, you know, how I was born in a manger and had this childhood, and tell him about all this wonderful truth that I've been talking about. That isn't what Jesus says. What does Jesus say? Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. In other words, go back and tell John how lives have been impacted by me. Go and tell John what you have seen with your own eyes and heard with your own ears. Lives have been changed because of this guy, Jesus Christ. Go and tell John that. And that is what the power of evangelization lies in. Pope Paul VI said 40 years ago, "Modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers." And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses. That's an important thing for us to keep in mind. As we look at this world of ours we look at our community and our families and see distressing situations, brokenness, the need for love and mercy, and we realize that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the source of the healing and encouragement and strength that we need. We've got to keep in mind that what's required of us is not to go out and catechize, although some people do undergo conversion through the intellectual route first. But the principal way for people to experience the love of God and undergo a kind of conversion is through lived witness, the lived witness of each one of us. So Jesus sends us into the world and says, go and tell the people how your life has been impacted by me. Let your life be impacted by me. He says, invite me in. Grow deeper in your relationship with me. The Lord is always inviting us, calling us to a more profound experience and encounter with him. That is exactly what has to be at the heart of our proclamation of the gospel. So, there is no better time than now, when we have St. John the Baptist put before us as one announcing the Lord, and during this season of Advent, when we are preparing our hearts for the Lord, there is no better time than now for us to ask God for the grace to encounter the Lord deeply, in a way that leaves us different, that changes us, that helps us really to understand, even if only a little bit more, what this love really means. Then when we experience the coming of Jesus at Christmas into our hearts, we'll be ready to go out like John and announce the coming of the Lord.